Almeida's got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat as sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she comes to town. Since she came by, it's a shame, well, she cools them down. Fellas, she ain't met, or fellas, she can't get. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. Tips aren't quarter slips to sweet Georgia Brown. They buy clothes at fashion shows at $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hats. Oh joy, she's the cats. Who's that misser? Ain't your sister sweet Georgia Brown? Though way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just bleeps, the way you sing off key. Hey, tit for tat. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, take that away from me, Mr. Steve Hollowitz.
Take that away. No, they can't take.
Why, thank you. Welcome back to the 1920s. We're going to get some whiplash back from... Where did Katie end up? Oh, La La Land. Right. No, thank you. So let's get back to some great traditional music here. Popular music, in fact. Now, it's quite humorous that I am singing popular music when really the only popular music I know is up till about the 1940s. So after that, it's going to be, oh, didn't know that was a tune. Okay, so we'll sing that one. But we started, of course, with Sweet Georgia Brown, named after, in fact, one Georgia Brown, born in 1911. And, of course, we know it all from the Harlem Globetrotters theme. But that's from 1925. And then, of course, George Gershwin's Can't Take That Away From Me. Now, as we move into the 1940s, loads of possibilities of popular songs. Very powerful, very sentimental songs from a very, very difficult time. White Cliffs of Dover, I'll Be Seeing You, I'll Never Smile Again, all of which sung by Vera Lynn, the voice of a generation. Well, we're not doing any of those. Instead, we will do a Vera Lynn tune. We'll do one from 1944 called You'll Never Know. Darling, I'm so blue without you. I think about you the livelong day. When you ask me if I'm lonely, then I have only this to say. Never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. Tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, 'cause haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away. Speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know. That one's for the Blue Jays. If you haven't looked, we didn't do so well. Unless you're cheering for the Mariners, in which case, get out. So, something a little different. So I lied. It turns out I do know some popular music outside the 1940s. And this is one of them. It's because I grew up with two kinds of music, country and western. And this kind of fits into one of those. I'm gonna need some help. Yep. Some people say a man is made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, "Well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store."
I've lost you. Come on, folks. Yeah.
If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist survived, the other of steel. If the right don't get you, the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. The company store.
So, written by Merle Travis, made popular by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And if you see a picture of Tennessee Ernie Ford, I don't think he's ever been accused of being a coal miner. Very slick-looking individual. I don't think I'd ever be accused of being a coal miner. These hands have never seen a day of work in their life. Ask my wife. So, I can say that because she's not here anymore. My last song for this little set is by one of the biggest names in music ever, covered by Perry Como, and I know some of you, looking at you, Stacy, probably going to cry. Covered by Perry Como, Andy Williams, but the one we know is from Blue Hawaii. By the King.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling.
Get out of my system here. Okay.
Shall I stay? Would it be a sin?
Okay, enough of that. All right. Back to me.
For I can't help falling in love with you. Like the river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
this happens more often than you'd think.
Some things are meant to be,
but it hasn't happened this week.
Take my hand, take my whole life too.
Thank you, ladies down front.
And just in the nick of time, it's time to bring up Jack Seislin.
Completely unrelated, the bar is now closed. No, it's not. Go back and get your film.
So this is sort of like our Dusty Springfield tribute intermission show, right? In between the sets.
It's perfectly timed.
We're cruising
right into the 60s. Thank you, Paul, for the wonderful setup.
And this is the coolest song that I did not know. Jack Seislin gets bonus marks for picking cool tunes for this set. I did not know this one. Maybe Natalie knows this one. What do you know about it, Jack Seislin?
Well, this is off of the same album of You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. This was probably, which was her biggest song and this kind of her biggest album. I don't have much to say about this song. Other than it is still kind of within the realm of her love of Motown. As much as Dusty herself did not make it fully intact out of the 60s, she really did propel a lot of acts that made a big stand. So she facilitated the first and hosted the first UK TV appearances of acts like The Temptations, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Miracles, and Stevie Wonder's first television appearance in the UK. She was passionate about supporting artists. She was passionate about racial equality. In her first ever international tour, she was deported from South Africa for performing to an integrated crowd. And from then on, she had it in her contract that she would not perform to a segregated crowd in South Africa or in the United States. And it created barriers to performing, but she set a standard that many UK artists then followed after her.
Messing up my life, tearing me apart, breaking up my world and giving up my heart. Ooh, little by little by little by little, I'm losing all my pride. It's really getting bad, hurting deep inside, and it's making me go mad. Ooh, little by little by little by crazy, and you're causing it. Little by little, bit by bit, should stop caring, but my love won't quit. Little by little by little by little by little. Little by little by little by little by little. I don't know where to turn, I don't know what to do. Walking on thin ice and it seems I'm falling through. Little by little by little by little, little by little, bit by bit, I'm going crazy and you're causing it. Little by little, bit by bit, should stop caring but my love won't quit. I'm the queen of fools, know the deck is stacked on a losing streak, but I'm gonna get you back. Oh, little by little by little by little. I call you up and ask you, would you like to go with me and see a movie? First I say no, I've got some plans for the night, but then you stop and I say alright. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never know exactly what you're thinking. But when another looks at you, I know exactly that your eye will be a-winking. Just like a ghost, you've been a-haunting my dreams, but then I saw, oh, you're not what you seem. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky, yeah, yeah. Someday to stop this little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been dying to be saying. I get confused, I never know where I stand. And then you smile and you hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little one like you. Spooky.
So nothing to do with this next song, but when Dusty was producing Dusty in Memphis, which ended up being her biggest selling album in the U.S., but didn't do as well in the U.K., that's where she met very famous producer Jerry Wexler, produced for Atlantic Records, which was also Aretha Franklin's record label, and that's what drew Dusty to it initially. And in one of their very first meetings in the U.S. to record the album, she told Jerry Wexler that there was this new band that had come onto her radar that she really thought he should consider booking. And so, sight unseen, having never heard a note of them play, Jerry Wexler signed Led Zeppelin to Atlantic Records, and I would imagine never looked back. So with that being said, on a completely unrelated note, wishing and hoping. Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms. It won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, kiss him and treat him.
Show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and a praying, wishing and a hoping. Cause wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, his kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of a great true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his. Show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and a praying, a wishing and a hoping. Cause wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, his kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of a great true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Jack Zeislin.
Thank you, everyone. I'll say thank you and I'll say goodbye as you
So, as Paul Gramble mentioned, he doesn't know much about popular music after 1940, and anything he does know recently, I've taught him.
Yep.
So this is a song that he sings beautifully, but he hadn't heard of Bruce Coburn. And this is from Bruce Coburn's first album. It's a song we really enjoy doing together. It's called Musical Friends.
Musical friends are keeping me happy. They know what I need. Now I can sleep on anyone's floor without feeling cold. Inside or outside me. The closer we get, the easier life be. He comes for each of us. We can sing songs, play at each other over wine, in bottles or in pipes. And we can pass on endings till the end. We can laugh, me and my musical friends, but find out soon enough. When they get there, some sunny morning or windy night, if they can keep moving, we can pass on endings till the end.
have many things to offer you, and you can be one too.
So if you know the original, you know that that was not the original key. Holy mackerel. I looked at the original and went, I could have done that when I was a boy. It's, of course, Bring Him Home from the 1985 massive hit musical Les Miserables, written for the very high singing Colm Wilkinson. Beg your pardon, 1983. All right? I absolutely believe you. I believe you. I absolutely believe you.
That was in England, though, North America, 1985.
So, we're coming a little north of the border here. And we're going to do something a little more, a little more Canadian. And certainly a very different style. We're moving to a little island just off the east coast of Canada they call Cape Breton. And this is by the Rankin family, a song about longing and loss and the distance that grows between us. It's the anthem, Fare Thee Well, Love.
Fare thee well, love, fare thee well, love, far away, you must go, take your heart, love, take your heart, love.
Visited many genres, musicals, crooning, Celtic. Well, we kind of touched on country music, Tennessee Ernie Ford, but we're going to touch on country again, what they might call new country, by a group called, you may have heard of, Rascal Flatts. And this is a fantastic song they wrote in 2005. Actually, they didn't write it at all. It was written by someone back in a band that I know when I was growing up, from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but I'm not singing any of their stuff tonight. But they wrote Bless the Broken Road, and I'm going to sing that for you tonight.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I can see how every sign pointed straight to you. It's all part of a grander plan that's coming true in every long lost dream. Led me to where you are, and others who broke my heart. They were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true.
Ladies and gentlemen, these evenings wouldn't happen without the bolo-tied gentleman sitting to my right. Mr. Stephen Hollowitz on the piano.
Now, you're not supposed to draw attention away from the singer, so back to you, Paul.
Yeah, that was enough of that. Okay, so back to me. So what they said earlier, because the 2020s aren't over yet, so we didn't choose any. The honest truth of the matter is, I was looking at music from the 2020s, and it's like, none of it's very good. So that's what we said, but really, we looked around, and it's just like, nope, none of this, none of this, none of this. So we're ending in the 2010s with a little of Mr. Sparkling Water himself, Michael Bublé. Ah. everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all work out. You make me work so you can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I'll get. I just haven't met you yet. I have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you come out of nowhere and into my life. I know that we can be so amazing, and maybe your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. I know someday that it'll all work out. You'll make me work so you can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I'll get. I just haven't met you yet. They say excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all work out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I'll get. Oh, I just haven't met you yet.
Gentlemen, Paul Grambo.
And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Hollowitz.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for coming tonight. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. If you enjoyed the dinner, come on back tomorrow night. Totally different show. Not one song is repeated. Natalie will be here, Duncan Seislin, and Victoria Pilvesant. Thanks so much for coming, and we appreciate your support of the music program here at St. James. Have a great rest of the evening. There's not too much of it left.
Of course, I've heard of Bruce Oberg.